Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Friends of the Library, the Iasquerinak District Library, is Amy Rogers. How are you, Amy?
I'm wonderful. Good morning.
Yes, glad to have you on the show with us today. You know, we were talking before we went on about the different programs and the way you guys really are becoming more active in terms of getting more people to the library.
Yes, we've been spending our resources the last few years to build this library, and now we've got it built and ready for visitors, and we're going to bring activities to invite people to come check our library out.
That's right. That's the library there in East House at the Community Center, and one of the activities you have coming up is going to be taking place Tuesday night. This is quite a treat, who you're bringing in to talk a little.
Yes, we're very excited to bring Michael Patrick Shields up from Lansing and to be part of our Cabin Fever Lecture Series.
Yeah, it's a wonderful series. And now Michael's going to be very interesting because he's been up close and personal with some big people, hasn't he?
He has. He is a very interesting gentleman. He's got wonderful stories. He's a radio personality himself, so he's got a great speaking voice and a great storyteller.
Yeah, he was a part of the book, I Call Him Mr. President, about George H.W. Bush. And now he's going to be talking about his part of that book and some of the other things that's been going on in his life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, tell us, what time does it take place on Tuesday night?
It takes place at 6 o'clock in the East Thomas Community Center. And we'll have refreshments, and he'll share with us the stories of the book and some reflections that they had spending time with George H.W. Bush. And then we'll move into the library and have the book sales, and he'll sign some books for us.
Yeah, very nice. So pick up a copy of the book, have him sign it, and it's a keepsake for many, many years. And you'll even have some refreshments, won't you?
Absolutely. Some light refreshments so that people don't go away hungry.
Indeed. Well, it's part of, as you mentioned, the Cabin Fever Lecture Series. That's a wonderful series, and all the presentations are free, aren't they?
They are free. We try to bring a variety of authors to East Tawas so that different people can, you know, from children's books to Michael Patrick talking about this.
Yeah. About his time with the president, Ken Rayner's book, which is I Call Him Mr. President.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so Patrick Shields will be here tomorrow night at the East House Community Center meeting room. That's Tuesday night at 6 p.m., which is right there on Newman Street in East House. Then, as you mentioned, moving over to the library where he'll sign books and have books for sale. So really is a great opportunity to get to meet somebody who has been with some very important people in his life.
Yes, and it's a great opportunity to discover our library and see all the new books we've got and the computer technology and all the resources that are now available to all our residents. I think people will be pleasantly surprised.
I think you're right. So, check that out, too. Bring the whole family, author and radio personality Michael Patrick Shields. That's Tuesday night, 6 p.m., East Tallis Community Center at the library there, 760 Newman Street in East Tallis. Now, Amy, if they want more information about the library or about upcoming programs, what's the best way to get more info?
Stop by the library itself. Our librarians have all the resources available, things that are going on. We partner with the district library. There's all kinds of flyers. We have a website. I need to get that website out. I do not have it handy with me at the moment.
Well, they can Google it and find it for sure. It won't be hard to find. And learn more about the East House Library and about Michael Patrick Shields on Tuesday night. And from the Friends of the East House Library, Amy Rogers. Amy, a pleasure. We're going to look forward to talking to Michael in the near future.
Thank you so much, Kevin. We're very excited.